and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Episode 144. Hi, my name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. 144 episodes? Guys, we are doing our thing. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. I pray that everybody is in great spirits. I pray that everybody is truly doing well in every area as much as you can in your life, right? Because we're all doing the best that we can. In saying that, your girl is outside. Like, you know what's so funny? I am such a creature of habit, like for real. And you know what? Let's give a round of applause for the monotony of life. Like the people that really functions on doing the same thing over and over again. Like, why is that made to be boring? That's how you get things done. And I just find, and I feel like this is why it's so good to have discipline and consistency, because you get to do much more things, right? You get to strategically plan accordingly. Anyway, that rant just came out of nowhere, but actually not. I'm just really proud of myself, guys. You know what I mean? Your girl been going to the gym. I feel much more motivated. It's so funny how by choosing that area of my life, it just went into everything else. So I'm feeling it and I'm proud of myself, because you know, life is hard, right? We don't want to claim that, but life can tend to life, right? So any area in your life that you are being consistent in will actually catapult everything else in your life, to be honest. But I find that being fit in your body to do the everyday things also just puts an extra sexy feel good in it. You feel me? So guys, it's springtime outside. I'm having a wonderful morning today as it speaks, because I had to look at the moon phases. I was called to do that. I just finished meditating and just like really setting the tone spiritually for myself. And I love to do that outdoors. So I just had a vibe, just was chilling. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay here for a little bit. But then there's some things that I was thinking about, and I started to kind of like slap yourself on the hand, like, no, don't think like that, right? Then I said, why not think like that? Think about it. I felt like, now yes, we want to keep a balance of the things that we allow in our mind state, but also keeping it light. And understanding that your mindset, in terms of we're talking about manifesting, it's all about the feeling. So having, you know, a thought that creates a certain like type of feeling that's going to inch you further to your manifestation, because that's all energy, right? Why not? I'm not leaving no money on the table. So I thought that this would be a great topic, because a lot of times we tend to have to think even a certain type of way, like, and then if you catch yourself thinking in your own habitat and you're just being yourself in your spirit, you are multiple beings. I truly believe that we are a plethora. Like, I feel like that's not even a big enough of a word, period, because I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe that the spirit does not decease. The body does, but not the spirit. Like this, like you are, like you are too special, too beautiful. Like the creator is not going to take. Nah. First of all, the creator does not take time to make such perfection and be like, poof, you're going on one stage. It's a consistent recycling, right? And it's exciting. At least I feel so. In saying that, when you tend to be in a state of like in your own mind, right, you can like change into different, they see yourself in different ways, right? And some, we all have these you know, ways that we wouldn't feel comfortable being outside and open, right? But you know, you, so I don't I stopped this a long time ago, and this is when I was doing shadow work. I will share this with you guys. I think I did. I know. I believe I did. Actually, there's a podcast further down. You care to listen, see the progression, how we got here. And I spoke about the light and dark. Like, you need both, right? So why should we ostracize the dark? And I believe the reason why that happens is because we can't see in it. So it's like, if I can't see, I don't trust it. You know how that goes. Like, you need to see it to trust it, right? You need to really have those senses be hit. But I truly believe that you can see in your mind's eye. You don't have to, you know, we lean on a lot of things. And this is why I feel like physical fitness is key to your manifestation, your strength, your core strength. Guys, that's like an ongoing thing to me. Like, suck it in and, you know, working on that muscle, because we used to like just letting it hang out. Just feel good, like, hit. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to tighten it up when you want to get to a different level in your life. That's in every area. And it's not about whitewashing everything at once, because that's not reality too. But if you can focus on one thing that you actually are consistent of, whatever it is. For me, it's a gym right now. A couple of other things, but strong to gym, because I'm actually going to put myself in feel good later, but uncomfortable situation, you know, like straight up and down, right? You know, lifting and doing all of that, but it's creating. I can see why the endorphins get released, because it's power. It's powerful. So why should we were made to be as fit as we can in our bodies. And, you know, I want to get on myself, but I'm trying not to. I always love to move my body. In saying that, you know, life happens. I was doing, like I told you, I still was moving my body a little bit. I was getting on my mat, but it just got to a point where I just knew that I wasn't pushing myself. You know what I mean? I was comfortable. You know, I was doing just enough. And that was one of the main reasons why I opted to get, to invest, I should say, because I used to say, you know, I got a trainer. I feel like I invested in myself. I invested in, you know, just the whole overall experience. And I'm grateful. And I told y'all my trainer is bomb. Guys, I don't, you know, I did state that I think I said I'm like, you know, I do YouTube, you know, sometimes, but I didn't really get into it. You know, I'm not a person that, you know, I frequent there. So I just wanted to just focus. I wasn't trying to sell anything, right? I'm not trying to sell anything. But at the same token, being that the last podcast I was talking about him, I felt like in that time it was only right to say I do have a podcast, although I didn't give it to him yet or whatever the situation, but it was cool. He didn't push me or whatever. And that's that, you know, things like that goes really far in my book. You know what I mean? Like, we can all learn from that experience, from my experience. Even for me, even if I say to myself that I know something, I don't mind learning it again. It's always good to refresh, right? So when you see somebody with similar, you know, belief systems as you do, and you have, and you see how it plays off, you know, for them, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. So that's what's up. But I don't feel like in this lifetime we should shortchange ourselves. I feel like guys, I already told y'all that's the season and nothing changed. Well, some things did. I don't believe that anything that we create with our true heart that we receive, and you come back to that special place, whether it's working out, whether it's writing, whether it's singing, whether it's your business in any shape or form, right? As long as you are being consistently productive and you are bringing love, you're giving back to energy, right? Because anytime you exhaust something, you are actually excreting energy from yourself, right? You're actually giving back in the universe, where we all can share. That's why they say it's you're selfish. You're selfish if you keep your gifts to yourself because you didn't allow us to reap the benefits, because you just never know. You know, you just never know. Anyway, guys, I just wanted to come by and just give a little, not even hope, just some blessings. You know what I mean? Life is lifing. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, it's about to get popping. People coming outside. Squirrels is jumping around the grass. Oh my God, guys. You already know. I love it. I love, you know, I eat this. Like, I love the whole, listen, the whole summer, I'm chill. Give me some nice scenery. Give me nature over everything and food. You know what I mean? I'm just 100%, you know, because at the end of the day, I love to watch people. I love to people watch, because everybody works so hard to do this. You got this, you got that. But at the end of the day, people rather just sit down in nature. You realize that? Because nature is healing. Anyway, guys, be sure to go outside and breathe some fresh air. Get out there. Open your window. Even just open your window. Whatever you do that it took you to get to that point, but just make sure you get some air in, because air is cleansing. You know, you allow your blessings to manifest through your breath as well. You know, we're not here to leave any money on this table, okay? Use your five senses. Guys, I love you. Stay blessed, stay in peace, and stay in power. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing, and I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.